Isabella Kulak was just 10 years old when she became a catalyst for change at her school. Now, at just under 12, she is celebrating the first ever National Ribbon Skirt Day, an act of parliament that received royal assent on December 20, 2022, an act created in her honor. Though each indigenous community and nation have different traditions, the ribbon skirt is commonly worn for ceremony by women, girls and Two-Spirit people, and is also used to show support for causes such as Orange Shirt Day or to honor missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. For some, the ribbons have individual meanings. For others, it is the manner in which the skirt was created, with the hands and teachings of a loved one or elder, that make the skirt special. Kulak's skirt was made by her auntie. For many, the skirt is also a symbol of resilience. And so, when Kulak was criticized by another for wearing her ribbon skirt to school, she and her family used it as an opportunity to show their cultural pride, and to educate others. In Dec. Of 2020, just before the holidays, it was formal dress day at Kulak's school, Kamsak Comprehensive Institute. Kulak, a member of Coat First Nation, wore her ribbon skirt. But when she arrived at school, proudly wearing a formal dress of her culture, she was met with judgment. An education assistant made comments about the formality of her skirt, told her she should have purchased something for the day, and pointed out the store-bought outfit from another student. Devastated by the educator's comments, Kulak told her family. The story was shared to social media, and support came from all over the world. On Monday, the first day back to school after the holidays, a march was held to walk Isabella to school, finishing with a ceremony. After the community and school relationships were repaired, the push for recognition of the ribbon skirt for formal occasions became a push before the government, and now, each year on January 4, the country recognizes National Ribbon Skirt Day. In fact, in 2022, the ribbon skirt was adopted as a part of Anishinaabeg Police Service uniform, the first service in the province to do so. On the occasion of Bill 5-219 becoming an act of parliament, Kulak's father, Christopher Kulak, thanked the creator for working through Isabel and his family to create positive change. National Ribbon Skirt Day is meant to bring us all together to celebrate and display identity, culture, and pride in oneself, he stated. We thank all the knowledge keepers and matriarchs, both past and present, for keeping ceremony and tradition alive so that all of this became possible. This is an amazing day for Canada and marks the beginning of truth and reconciliation. If you are proudly wearing your ribbon skirt on January 4, snap a photo and send it to editor@sudbury.com to be featured on our site.